Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hi, this is Dr. Andy Barlow with the Chiropractic Physician Center of Tupelo and author of the number one best-selling book, The Codebreaker. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Then call my office at 662-844-1414 and order my new book, The Codebreaker.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Golf and family, family and golf. Which one comes first? Chicken or the egg? In this case, the club or the ball? Well, today, my guest, he and his family's name are that synonymous with the game. I hope that made any sense at all. A former PGA player and SEC champion, etc. Always a teacher to his comrades and us music types. I've been backstage with him before going on, and there he is giving us all tips on how to improve. First four or five songs, I'm thinking about what to do with my left hand, with my right hand, you know, how fast do I fire my hips, etc. He's that bested in the game that he loves. I get his newsletter, and boy, has it helped. So let's get to it and welcome in to the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios, my buddy, Larry Rinker. How you doing, Larry?
How you doing, Steve?
I'm good. You're in sunny Florida. You know, we're in wet Mississippi, but that's part of the deal.
Yeah, well, we're going to be wet tomorrow. So, you know, we get your weather just a couple days later, you know?
It's good. We've had some weather. It's been crazy. I mean, this winter, past winter, we had, it would be 75 degrees. I had a water moccasin sitting on our dock. In the middle of winter. In the middle of winter. You know what I'm saying? It's not right. It's not right.
That ain't right.
No. So, Larry, you were in Orlando or where? Where in Florida?
Yeah, I'm in Orlando. I teach 8 months at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Club Orlando, October through May. And then I'm in Vail, Colorado, June through September. So I teach at the Red Sky Golf Club out there. And then I'm at the Ritz-Carlton here in Orlando. So you know, I found a good gig after playing the tour for a long time, and now I'm teaching full-time and really enjoying it.
When you missed, when you decided to call the tour quit, and that it quits, and that grind of preparing and being ready as a tour player, right, as one of the best and most elite players in the world, going up against your pals, your enemies, your foes, whatever, the bottom line is you had to spend a significant amount of time training, and you're keeping your body well and rested and in shape. I mean, when you decided to do that, was it an injury that caused you to sort of go, or a series of injuries, or was it just you were just, I'm tired, it's time, and I want to move on?
Well, I think a lot of times, just being honest, we lose our game. And in my case, I lost my game, I lost my long game. And I know now, with this journey that I've been on, that what I was trying to do in my golf swing was counterintuitive to what I really needed to do. And, you know, it's funny. You can have a lot of good things you're trying to do in your golf swing, but if you have one little piece of cancer in there, it messes up the whole thing. And in my case, I was trying to turn and lag the club.
Mm-hmm.
And doing that made the face more open. The club got behind me. Tour players call it getting stuck. And I could hit the ball off the planet to the right. And it would be interesting that it wouldn't really show up in practice, but put a little pressure on me, and I hit that shot. And so I started hitting that shot in 01, 02, 03, and I really, you know, got to the point where in 04 I played 3 Korn Ferry Tour events, averaged about 75 or 6 around. My wife said, I think it's time for you to do something else. And so I got into real estate, and then I got back into golf. I started teaching in 2001 I was part of the team that helped Ty Tryon qualify for the tour at 17.
Oh, wow.
I really got into teaching with short game, putting, distance wedges, play coach, because I was still world class inside 100 yards, but I really wasn't that good. You know, I lost my driver, lost my ability to hit fairways. And so I was on a journey for about 12 years where I was literally lost. And right. There's nothing worse than hitting shots out on the golf course and not knowing where it's going or why it went where it went. But I never gave up. And I really, one day I had a guy from TrackMan come visit me at Red Sky. And he said, hey, your shoulders are, you're aimed a little left, you're swinging a little left, why don't you aim a little more to the right and let the club swing a little more in to out. And I hit a few more shots. He said, that's better. I went on the range the next day, and when I squared my shoulders up, I forgot I could look where my left shoulder was and see where it was, but I still felt 30, 40 feet right of the target. And when I hit balls for about 20 minutes, I got acclimated. I felt like I was aimed properly, and I started hitting some better shots. Then my sister Lori sent some stuff Mike Adams had, where if you have slow hips, don't try and speed them up, and if you have fast hips, don't slow them down. So, okay, let's quit trying to turn our bodies through the
right.
ball. And then I met Dr. David Wright, and with Wright Balance, there's three swing models, upper, mid, and low core. Mid is what most of the winners on the PGA Tour are, and where their hips are rotated about 40, 45 degrees at impact. Low core would be your Dustin Johnson's really rotated, and then upper core would be Patrick Reed or Webb Simpson or
right.
Jack Nicklaus or Phil Mickelson or me. And when I found this model, upper core swing, my picture was next to it in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And it was, that's what you are. And so I've now measured over 800 people with Wright Balance, and 90% of my students have been upper core like me. And what we've really uncovered is two-thirds of all golfers are upper core, and most people are teaching a mid-core average tour player model.
We're talking to Larry Rinker, and he's a golf guru, injury-wise. So you bring up Phil and a lot of the guys, and you now. So upper body, if you think about all that, is that less susceptible to injury because of that move?
Well, you have to swing with the body you have. And if somebody, I believe God made our body smart. And one of the things is we have stance widths
yes.
that engage our upper, mid, or low core of our bodies. And when you're in an upper core stance width, your weight's in the balls of your feet. When you're in a low core stance width, your weight's in the middle of your feet. And when you're in your mid-core stance width, it's in between the balls in the middle or arches of your feet. So if somebody is standing in an upper-core stance width and they're trying to clear their hips and turn through the ball, that's an injury just waiting to happen.
Okay, so that's interesting because last year I had Reggie Smith in town, the great baseball player, and he teaches baseball. He's got 1,000 D1 players that he's put in college, and also he averages about 25 to 26 major leaguers at a time. And he said, Steve, your swing, you look like you're not comfortable. He walks up to me and he says, stand, I get my stance. I wanted to have this narrow stance, right? And so I'm standing, I feel
right.
good. And so he pushes me, and I'm totally out of balance, almost fall. And he goes, Steve, show me that basketball stance or that, you know, your comfortable stance. And so I got comfortable where he couldn't push me down. It was way wider. And since then, even when I don't play as much, and I'm not getting out of time practicing, I'm making such much better contact with the ball, and the ball flight's better. Everything looks like it used to, where I used to have a wider stance. I don't know why I got into this thing of, oh, that's not right. But that's the same thing he said in baseball. There are three stances. You just said the three stances in golf, and I guess they have a lot to do with each other.
Well, they do, because Doc Wright's doing stuff with baseball, and there's batters that clear their hips and really rotate it. And then there's batters that really swing the bat and get the bat back in front of them, and their bodies aren't as rotated at impact. And a wider stance promotes, that's a low core stance, because that promotes more lateral motion in the backswing and less hip rotation. Whereas a narrower stance promotes a more of a rotation in the trail hip on the backswing and less lateral motion.
Hmm.
So if you feel better with a wider stance, you could be a low core player. Right. You know, it really depends on how rotated your body is. Can you get your right elbow tucked coming into the ball as a right-handed golfer? Can you get there and get a lot of lag in your swing? Then you could be low core, but not a lot of people can do it. Low core, basically ghost in my world. I've only measured 13 out of 800.
Wow.
There's not many low core players.
You know,
and low core players will play with the strongest grip. So you look at Dustin Johnson's grip. So low core, strongest grip, upper core, weakest grip, mid core will be, you know, that two knuckles that you always heard that you should see when you grip the club.
Well, let me tell you, to people that are not golfers that are listening right now that want to take up the game, this just, to me, would run them off.
Well, it shouldn't run them off, because the bottom line is, one of the cool things I can do with a beginner golfer is I can tell them what their stance widths are, how they should grip the club, what size grip they should have, and how their swing works in a two-hour lesson.
There you go.
We're not guessing anymore about what works.
We are with my man Larry Rinker. You can check him out at LarryRinkerGolf.com. Exactly how do people get to you if I've messed that up, Larry? For great tips, it's going to make their game flourish. They go to...
Well, just go to LarryRinker.com. That's my website.
I got
so
you.
Everything's there.
And you can sign up on the email list there, right?
Yeah, it's on the homepage.
I do love it. I do love it. We're with Larry Rinker in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios. He's a teaching guru. I'm learning as I go. Here in the Mississippi Minute, we're going to be right back.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, sunny skies and hot, high near 99. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 78. Saturday, a 20% chance of rain, sunny skies, high near 98. And for your Sunday, a 50-50 shot of rain, sunny skies, high near 95. This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
Hey, it's Dave Logan, General Manager for Canon Nissan of Jackson. The all-new 2022 Nissan Pathfinder is now in stock on the showroom floor. There's only one word to describe the new 2022 Nissan Pathfinder. Wow! Wow! Come see it today and see how Nissan is bringing back the adventure. Come test drive the all-new 2022 Nissan Pathfinder today at Canon Nissan of Jackson and imagine the places you can go. There's more. New inventory arriving daily. Versa, Sentras, Armadas, Pathfinders, Rogues, Kicks, and the Mississippi-built Titan truck. At Canon Nissan of Jackson, we don't have any market adjustments added to our prices. Don't make a mistake or go along with market adjustment. Come to Canon Nissan of Jackson. Our service department is open 6 days a week and fully staffed, and no appointment is needed. And when the smoke clears, you too will be saying, nobody beats a Canon deal. Nobody.
Be sure and check out the newly remodeled Basil's in Fondren, where you get simple food done well. And don't forget to drop by Basil's Fountain View at the Renaissance. Go to eatbasils.com for online ordering for both locations. That's Basil's.
Hey, this is Jimmy Primos at the range in Gluckstadt. I was surprised the other day when I got a phone call asking if we sold guns. We sell lots of guns. We have the largest selection of firearms in this area, including over 100 AR-type guns priced from $5.99 on up. We also just got in a huge shipment of ammo, including such hard-to-find calibers as .380, 9mm, and .223. No limit on quantity and no inflated prices. Check out our website, rangebyjimmyprimos.com, or like us on Facebook.
If you're about to start a project or remodel with wood, you need to think Miller Lumber in Richland. Since 1953, we've built a solid reputation of supplying quality wood at a lower price, like Western Red Cedar and Cypress Lumber, as well as a wide variety of patterns in pine, cedar, and cypress. Shop Miller Lumber for the best price new pine flooring and treated lumber in town. Miller Lumber, 551 Old Highway 49 South in Richland. Visit MillerLumberSales.com, 601-936-7099.
The Gallo Radio Show is brought to you in part by TrustCare, where you'll find a team of experienced, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. Visit TrustCareHealth.com to schedule an appointment today. TrustCare. Feel better, faster.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar. right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar. I'm with 10-time winner when it comes to playing golf, period. Over 500 starts under his belt. And chose to be a teacher full-time, doing what he loves, teaching the game that he loves. Larry Rinker, you're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios. He's rolling down an Orlando, Florida highway. Are you driving or just sitting there? Larry, what's going on?
I'm driving. I'm driving home from work.
I love it. All right. We have friends that are... You bring up something that during the break I said I got to ask. Okay, our friends like Al Del Greco and Kevin Butler, a lot of kickers, right? Craig Hendrick, punters, kickers. Yeah. They have that turn, and they're so well, and they're such good golfers. And I always felt like they were good golfers because they had a lot of time on their hands. Hockey players, as well, a lot of hockey players that have become really good golfers, like good players. Is there any correlation to that? Similarities, and it seems like with what you're explaining, even to me, which I should know, but sometimes, you know, sometimes you just don't think it's clear. You're opening my eyes to all sorts of possibilities now. Is the fact that they make that body motion when they're firing a puck to the net or when they're rotating those hips to kick, a lot of similarities, and does that help them get better faster and develop such a great game?
I think it's simpler than that. It's not about the big muscles. It's about their hand-eye coordination. They understand spin. They understand what doing something with the racket or doing something with their foot does to the ball they're kicking or the puck they're trying to hit. And so the best baseball players that are golfers were pitchers, and that's because they learned a throwing motion. So it's really more about their hand-eye coordination and understanding how to put spin on a ball. And so that's why ping pong is such a great sport for golf, because you can do all these things with your ping pong paddle. And understanding that and understanding what you do to hit different shots in golf, it's similar in other sports when you're trying to do something with a puck or a football, a basketball, even right. Soccer. Even though they don't use their arms, hands, and wrists much to play soccer, they understand spin and controlling
I got you.
What they do with the ball.
I was trying to put some words in your mouth, but you've corrected me. I feel like I'm getting in trouble right now. I feel like when I was talking to Jay Haas the same way.
I love it. Coach
Mariucci.
Okay.
All right, we're talking to Larry Rinker. Larry, what about growing up? Like, were you into other sports? Your family, obviously, golf. Was it always around? Was it that accessible for you and easy to learn the game? I mean, it just seems like your family, just the two, like I said in my introduction, they've always, your name in golf has always just sounded like a marriage, a perfect marriage.
Well, I grew up in Stuart, Florida, Martin County, Florida, county just north of West Palm Beach, and my dad was a flower farmer. He was a one handicapper. And he picked up golf late at 24, but loved the game. So he instilled that passion and love for the game in his kids. I had a kidney taken out when I was 6 years old, so I couldn't play contact sports. They let me play baseball, but I was playing baseball and golf. And we had a county course, Martin County Country Club, and we had a place we could go play. And golf became the family sport. And my dad loved it. And, you know, I asked him when my kids got of age, what did you do, you know, to make us fall in love with the game? And he said, well, I made it fun. And when I said, hey, do you want to go to the golf course? He said, yeah, Dad, I want to go to the golf course with you.
Yeah.
So he really instilled, you know, it's a passion. You know, we saw the memorial service for Kobe yesterday, and you heard Michael Jordan talking about how much passion Kobe had. And, you know, people with passion for something, whether it's music or golf, that's powerful.
It really is. The one thing that I've wanted in our three kids is to develop and to find and develop exactly that. And I think they have.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that. But, you know, it's funny. When our kids were younger, you know, we tried to put musical instruments in their hands. I didn't. My wife felt like she wanted to do that. And I said, you know, nobody had to make me do that. And she goes, well, you just at least got to give them the opportunity. The funny thing now is, as they've gotten older, out of college or senior in college or whatever, now they're taking up musical instruments and they're doing it. They're really excelling at a rapid pace and they're pretty serious. And I'm going like, what the heck happened? But it was on their own time, but they seem to really dig
right.
It. And that's interesting. It took them that long But for parents that are putting their kids into programs at a really young age, I debate, and I'm always a little bit just not sure of how far to push. You know what I'm saying? So even with the game of golf, how far and how hard do you push when you know what it's doing for their character? You know what it's doing for building communication skills, building relationships, building honesty and trust. The game does so much. And also, man, you get a decent golf game and you grow up, you make a lot of business deals on a golf course and because you have time. You have that much time. It's a lot better than going to lunch with somebody. What do you recommend a good age to start, and how do you know when how hard to push?
Well, I think there's times when we need to push our children, and I think there's times when we need to lay back. You know, I remember my wife told my oldest son, "You're going to play two sports, so pick them." And he begrudgingly picked lacrosse as his second sport with golf and then fell in love with it.
Yeah.
So the next thing we knew, he was making rackets. You know, he was doing the weave on the rackets and stuff. So, and he ended up playing a year of college lacrosse. So, and a year of college golf. So, I think sometimes we do have to push our kids. But everybody finds their time when they say, "Hey, I want to really learn this and get better at it."
Yeah.
You know, when I was 7 years old, the Beatles came to America. So I started playing guitar the next year.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be like the Beatles. I wanted to learn how to play those songs.
You know, that's why I call you Easy Chord. You know, I call, just FYI to everybody, Larry's nickname is Easy Chord because he goes to places on the guitars I'm not familiar with. Just FYI. I'm going like, "Larry, where are you right now on the neck? And what is that going on right there?" That is not allowed. And it's so great. You're such a great player. And I was going to get into your musical side in a minute because it's so much fun watching you play because you have great respect for the guitar, which is more like a really lead guitar player. I like to choke it to death. You know what I mean? Because I feel like it owes me. You know?
Right, so, right.
But your style is very, I wonder if it has any similarities to your golf game, your golf swing. And a lot, you know, I think a lot of my similarities music-wise tap in somehow to my other abilities or disabilities, whatever you call it.
I've been playing guitar 54 years. I took lessons all the way through high school, and from a trumpet player where guitar was the second instrument. And then in 89, I started studying with a jazz guy. You know, I really got into jazz in 1980 and learned all these jazz chords. Then in 1989, I started studying with a guy, and that's when I got into single note and understanding scales and how you use scales in music, and, you know, learn the five scales on the neck for the major and minor scales.
Right.
And the pentatonic and blues and the derived jazz scale, which I know in two places. But that's where those chords came from. You know, it's funny, during the PNC Father Son, Joe Don Rooney of Rascal Flatts was down. I ran into him. I go, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm here. I'm playing with my dad in the tournament, and I'm playing on Friday." And I said, "Man, can I sit in with you?" He said, "Sure." So we're doing sound check. And I said, "Hey, you want to play some Christmas songs?" And I start playing "Santa Claus is Coming to Town" with all these jazz chords. He just looks at me like, "What are you doing, Rinker?"
I was with him recently in Charlotte. We were doing the Dan Jansen, and we were jamming on a boat and with Jay DeMarcus, and we were having so much fun. But I've always enjoyed his – he's a great guitar player. Like,
he's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's another whole gear he has that until you get in a situation – like, you can bring him down the Mississippi Delta, and he fit right in. And that's a huge compliment.
Oh, he would.
Yeah.
No, but the funny thing about him is he's like, you better know where one is when you're playing chords with him. Because when he goes on lead, he's way all over the place.
I know.
You're laughing because it's true.
You know. We listen to jazz constantly at our house. It's on in the morning, it's on at night. I'm a Coltrane junkie. I love jazz.
On
my bus.
Yeah.
So real hardcore jazz, not smooth jazz, nothing like that. But you know, when you go to Nashville,
No Kenny G.
When you go to Nashville, it's illegal to play chords like that. So that's why I saw a sign when I first moved there. Larry Rinker, welcome to Nashville. Larry Rinker, not allowed.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Larry, speaking of music, this is the part you get to play DJ of the show. We're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios, and we are the birthplace of American music down here. We've had so many incredible artists do their thing. So, would you like to hear Ike Turner or Bobby Gentry into the break?
I want to hear Highway 61.
Oh, I love you. I don't know if that's allowed. Can we play My Highway 61? Delta Mix.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
On Highway 61, man.
All right, well, then I'm going to eliminate Ike and Bobby Sorry, and I'm going to play some Steve Azar. Highway 61, make it Delta Mix, Will. We're with Larry Rinker.
Yeah, baby.
We'll be right back, buddy.
The sun sets in your eyes. Well, some things never change. Some things stay the same, like the blue and the truth and the night I fell for you. Is everything become all the signs and the times and the memories in my mind, all roads lead back to Highway 61.
Gallo knows Mississippi better than anyone.
No one gets better interviews than him.
Gallo.
He asks all the questions everybody wants to know.
Mornings on Super Talk.
I'm Rex Baker with Gateway Rescue Mission. People are angry these days, but you don't have to be. Let's get 2021 started right, because somebody out there needs your help. At Gateway Rescue Mission, your donation can provide a meal. Your prayer can unlock the power of God to change a life. If we spend more time praying and less time fussing, we can help some people. Go to gatewaymission.org, make a donation, and help change your life today.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Celebrating our 40th anniversary at Cock of the Walk. Voted the best catfish in Mississippi with our grilled or fried catfish, along with greens, coleslaw, and a skillet of our homemade cornbread. With locations on the Reservoir, Pocahontas, and 1 mile from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Catfish, hush puppies, and fried dill pickles. For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like hush puppies.
I love it. Catfish is excellent.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Your window tint headquarters at Auto Trim Designs on Highway 80 in Pearl is now also your best source for the lasting protection of Expel paint protection film. Your car is too precious to fail to protect it from bugs, rocks, and road debris. For more info, go to autotrimdesigns.com.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. Located in Glutstadt, just south of Germantown High, Calloway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful. Calloway's has just received a large shipment of ceramic pots. All sizes, all colors, all 40% off, no exclusions. Our farmer's market is full of fresh fruits, vegetables, local honey, jellies, and jams, and the best tomatoes in town. Calloway's has farm fresh produce 7 days a week. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture and the largest selection in the South, period. We offer bulk soils for the do-it-yourself project. Calloway's offers landscaping. Designers Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle can design and install your landscape from a small job to total transformations. Just give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Visit Calloway's in Glutstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Calloway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Calloway's is.
Are you a hard worker? Are you dependable? Do you have a good attitude? Do you want to be part of a team? If so, the Black Label Bridge Builders at Key Constructors offers lead men and women purpose-driven career opportunities with on-the-job and outside training, leadership development, and benefits. To learn more about what it takes to be a Black Label Bridge Builder, please visit Key's website at keyconstructors.com. Please also follow at Key Constructors on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to see regular updates on the Black Label Bridge Builders.
Madison Cellars, proud to be a sponsor of SEC Sports. They're your headquarters for all your wines and spirits. From special party needs to picking up that favorite bottle of wine for dinner, it's all at Madison Cellars Premium Wine and Spirits, Highway 51 at Madison Station Shopping Center.
I'm Stephen Gagliano, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News.
State Health Officer Dr. Thomas Dobbs recently warned that this wave of the pandemic may be the most challenging from a hospital resource perspective, especially in terms of staffing.
We have, in many ways, absolutely worn out our health professionals, especially our nurses. And I hear from nurses every day who say, I'm just so burnt out. I can't believe we're having to go through this again. And in a way, I'm sad to say that I think we're driving some nurses away from inpatient hospital work because it's so exhausting.
To deal with the shortage, one hospital on the Mississippi Gulf Coast has an idea.
Singing River Hospital in Pascagoula is asking the state to allocate some of the $1.8 billion in federal funding to help retain nurses. In a post on Facebook, Singing River stated that nonprofit hospitals simply do not have funds to do this, and that hospitals in the region cannot afford to adequately staff the needed beds to care for the sick, both COVID and others, due to unprecedented labor market conditions.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi, and I want to tell you about something new on the show. You know how much we love to grill and how much we love to talk about it. You're the exact same way, and so are our friends at Polk's Meat. So now, every Friday at 520, we'll have some fun with Food Fridays presented by Polk's Meat. We'll talk about our favorite way to grill their delicious Polk's Original, Polk's Cajun, and Polk's Garlic and Green Onion sausages, as well as other barbecue favorites. It's Food Fridays at 520. No buts about it, folks. Picky people pick Polk's.
This is Jake Mangum. It's great to be on a team that is based in Mississippi. It's important to me that my team supports our high schools, universities, and several local events throughout the state. Of course, I'm talking about my home team, Farm Bureau Insurance. If you aren't already with Farm Bureau, it's time to join the team. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance, or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Mississippi, the place you call home, is a state like no other. From the music, to the food, and the people. The Magnolia State has so many good things to celebrate. And now you can. Each weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 on Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour. Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and all the good things to do. Life doesn't always have to be serious. So let's have fun. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Weekdays from 2 to 3 on Super Talk Mississippi. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I just broke my own rule. I never allowed that to happen. And Larry Rinker is the reason.
Yeah.
We're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios. I'm Steve Azar. He's driving down an Orlando highway, heading from teaching all day. Larry, playing major championships, you had some good tournaments. Was one more like nerve-wracking than the other three for you?
Yeah, the Masters. The Masters was. I had a dream that the first time that I went to Augusta National, I was playing in the tournament. And I remember my good friend Payne Stewart, who I was rookies with on the tour. He said, you know, sometimes in life you get to live out your dreams. And so when I finished tied for 15th at U.S. Open in 1982 at Pebble, that qualified me for the 1983 Masters.
Wow.
And Payne wasn't qualifying. Payne ended up winning Quad Cities that year, and we played practice rounds in that 83 Masters. But as Bubba Watson said when he put on the green jacket, I never dreamed this far. I didn't dream past playing. I wasn't Jordan Spieth where I dreamed of winning it. You know, to me, I was just in awe, and being a Florida boy and growing up in, born and raised in Florida my whole life, to go to the Masters was the thing. So I have to say the first tee of the Masters, probably about as nervous as I've been on a golf course.
Wow. What a feeling that's got to be, just thinking about. I mean, I've enjoyed myself so much when I go there. It's 24 hours of enjoyment. I mean, besides getting on the golf course, and just there's such a tradition on and off the golf course with so many of our friends that do the same things. Our buddy John Daly's out there in the parking lot of Hooters and selling merchandise, right? I mean, come on, are you kidding?
God love him.
We love him so much. In fact, I think, well, you and I probably met through John, or did we meet through maybe Darius and the guys? How'd we meet?
Yeah, we met at the Monday after the Masters.
Yeah. That's when we were backstage and you came in. You've jammed with us on stage. You played with us.
I played with you. Didn't you have a song called Crowded?
I do. Off the Indianola record.
That's a good song.
See, that fits you musically. That's a little funky and it's little groovy, and that's your sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love it.
I played on that. I played that song with you.
Yeah, you did. You sure did. I had my sidekick to my left, Jason, and we had Mark Bryan and you and me and Sony and Dean.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. That's a great event. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it this year, but with that said, all right. So, Larry, your SEC days when you played at Florida, y'all had a heck of a team, right? You win an SEC title. How far did you guys go to trying to win it all, the NCAA championship?
Well, the teams when I was there the 4 years, there was really only a couple years where we kind of made it to the final day, the top 15 at nationals. But 1973, the Gators won the NCAA. They won it in 68 as well. 74, they finished second. That's when Curtis Strange eagled the last hole for Wake Forest,
yeah. Yeah.
They beat us by two, and I think that beat Gary Koch by one. Curtis won the individual. And then 75, we were winning everything, and that's when I was being recruited, and Andy Bean broke his putter at the NCAAs the first round, and I think they finished eighth. But they were ranked one going in. And we lost a lot of the guys that were on those championship teams the next year. In fact, Fred Ridley, the chairman now of Augusta National, was a Florida Gator, was on the team. He wasn't even one of the top five that played for us.
Wow.
In 74 and 5 and 73 on the champ. That's how deep we were. And he wins the U.S. Amateur in 1975. We have a guy that wins the U.S. Amateur that wasn't one of our top five players. So pretty crazy how deep they were, but when I got there, a lot of those guys had graduated, and Phil Hancock was the number one player and was the college player of the year my freshman year, but we didn't play NCAAs. But I won the SEC my junior year in 78. I think the Gators won the individual title about 6 years in a row there.
Wow. Do you see the game still having some momentum?
I do, and I just think it's really because it's kind of like you talked about your kids when they finally were older than you thought they would be when they found their passion for music. But when people get the golf bug, they want to play the game. And the thing about golf, it's family, it's community, it's friendships.
Mm-hmm.
You can compete. It's the one sport where if you want to play at the highest level, you don't have to worry about what anybody thinks about you. If you put the score up, you get to play.
Right.
You know, other sports, you get picked. The coach says, okay, Johnny's starting today, not you. Whereas in golf, if you shoot the scores, you get on tour, and if you shoot the scores, you win, and you keep your card, and you get to keep playing. So it's about the fairest thing you can ever do. Is play competitive golf and try and do it for a living.
Well, and you could, and also it's the one thing that you can do for as long as you are able to get up, stand up. I mean, my father-in-law is in such great shape, and he is a really good player. In fact, he's 83 now. He's better now, I feel, than he was 25, 30 years ago. He'll shoot in the 70s from his tee box. He'll shoot 77, 75, 76. He's had a couple hip issues, but they were, you know, they were real injuries, and he's had some work done, so he's about to get out again. But it's really impressive to see. He always had a good short game, but it's
right.
Just something. I mean, it's really impressive. I mean, and then we have a guy that we play. His name is Dr. Patera. We've been playing with him for a zillion years, and he just shoots 69 the other day. He's 83. That's just doing it, you know?
Right.
And he has a significant amount of power. He spends a lot of his time in his yard. He's on a bike all the time. I mean, he hasn't slowed down, so his body is good and loose, which brings me to talk about a guy like Bernard Langer, right, who's done such an incredible
right.
job of winning, winning, winning on the Champions Tour. I mean, there's nobody like him, and he seems to be in incredible shape. It's crazy, right? So is his secret great genes or he's figured out this magic wand of how to stay in shape, how to stay stretched out, or is it a combination of both, you feel?
I just think it's determination. I mean, he's just focused. He just has an incredible determination. He's my age. He's 62, and he's still in his 60s, still winning out there. You know, he's approaching what Hale Irwin did, which nobody really thought they would catch Hale with as many. Hale's won over 40 events on the PGA
right.
Tour Championship.
Right.
And what Bernhard's done is unbelievable. But, you know, it's, the thing about golf, it's just passion. It's determination. It's focus. It's commitment. You know, at the end of the day, there's a ball, there's a hole, knock the darn thing in. And who's got the most energy? Who's going to commit the most to doing that? Who's got the most fight in them? And that's the guy that is going to get the job done at the end of the day.
What about a guy like we're talking to Larry Rinker? What about a guy who I played the Bob Hope with as my partner one time? We had so much fun. Bubba Watson, you look at his swing and you watch his eyes before when he's sort of in his pre-routine and he's looking in places that I'm going like, well, is his eyes wandering off? Or he's actually looking there where he wants to start the ball, which is off the map. So
right.
With his golf swing and stuff, but you bring up a point, it is his passion. It is his fight. I watched it. He was in contention, and we were just in the way out there, you know, and we're sitting there going, like, trying to stay out of the way. But really this focus, when he finally gets to the ball, it's crazy. Where he's a little bit ADD like me and a lot of all of us, our pals that are a little bit
right.
Whatever. But I think that allows you to multitask in a lot of ways. Like I always used to say that you should see me change diapers and write a song. I think I'm the best at it. You know what I mean? Like I wrote some great songs in the middle of some dirty diaper changes, let me tell you.
Wow.
So I guess what I'm saying though is with Bubba, with that swing that's his very much his own, it doesn't even look like he's putting any effort to it at all. It looks like it's like watching a feather drop from the sky, you know, in reverse mode.
Well, it's interesting you bring him up because the thing I look at is I'll draw a music analogy.
All right.
We have people in music that play by ear. They can't read music, but they can play guitar like Roy Clark.
Right.
But he couldn't read music, but he could play. And you think about these jazz players like Wes Montgomery. I mean, these guys played unbelievable stuff. They played by ear. I was watching 60 Minutes. There was somebody on, this kid, blind kid that plays jazz piano. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
He could hear something and play it, like a classical piece. He'd hear it and sit down and play it on piano.
Yeah.
So that's Bubba. Bubba's had no school. Bubba hadn't had any lessons. Bubba just went out and grabbed a club and said, what can I do with it? So he never got into class about all that other stuff. He just learned his game, his way, and that's why he's such a great player. And he's an upper core player too. Watch him jump. He's not very
right.
Rotated at impact. You know, people ask me, well, Larry, why aren't there more upper core players on tour? Because they get coached out.
Wow.
They get told they need to swing like a mid core player. Well, Bubba didn't listen to any of that. He found his way. And, you know, in the old days, well, you look at Arnold Palmer, Lee Trevino, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, their swings were completely different, but yet they were all great players.
I want to talk to you with that and after this break because you bring up a point that I really want to discuss, continue that thought. I'm Steve Azar. I'm with Larry Rinker. He is a teaching pro from another planet, and we call him Easy Chord on the guitar. You're going to miss it in a minute. We'll be right back.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Fresh Gulf shrimp.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Fresh Gulf oysters.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Your fresh seafood headquarters.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Highway 51 in Ridgeland, just past Lake Harbor Drive. 601-790-9407.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
Guys, if you've found the keeper in your life,
whether you've just started dating or you've been married for decades,
we've built an entire store just for you. Juniker Jewelry Company. We are Mississippi's direct diamond importer. I'm John Ravenstein.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Corey Ravenstein. With 10 times the diamonds, engagement rings, and wedding bands you'll find in average jewelry stores.
All at the guaranteed best price in the state.
We have the perfect diamond to express the will of your heart. No other jeweler in the state has more fine diamonds of every size, shape, and price range than Juniker's.
So whether you're looking for your first engagement ring
or that second diamond you've always wanted to give her but now can afford,
if you found the love of your life, come to Juniker Jewelry Company.
Because she's a keeper.
Come experience the most trusted name in jewelry for over 75 years now. Juniker Jewelry Company, Mississippi's direct diamond importer. 1485 Highland Colony Parkway, just south of 463 in Madison, and JunikerJewelry.com.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation. 601-864-3752.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick GMC or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
No Drip Roofing and Construction. The name says it all. All types of roofing and construction. Your certified, CertainTeed shingle installer. Family owned and operated for over 20 years here in the metro. No Drip Roofing and Construction. 601-371-1051.
Bad internet is bad for business. We've all been there. Lagging video chats.
I don't remember what I said.
Slow downloads.
Oh, come on.
It's just not a good look. Instead, call C Spire Business. Our local experts deliver gigabit speeds backed by thousands of miles of fiber for the fastest, most reliable internet around. Period. No excuses, no apologies. Just fiber fast internet that works. C Spire Business. See how our fiber solutions can help power your success at cspirebusiness.com.
With a historical barrier gone and a new state flag flying, it's the dawn of a new day, a new opportunity for Mississippi. The Mississippi Economic Council has identified three areas vital for shaping our future: bolstering education and workforce development, enhancing our business climate, and keeping and attracting the best and brightest talent to build a stronger, more competitive state. Thanks to a sponsorship from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, MEC will be meeting with leaders across the state to develop a plan for securing our future. For more, visit mec.ms.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Flying down that levee road, trying to see how fast you go. I got my baby.
I'm with my man Larry Rinker, Easy Chord. Wait until you play show with him, get him out and play guitar, and you start looking at where his hands are. I think I've seen the hands off the neck and with making sound, which is totally weird. But anyway, all right, Larry, you talk about Bubba and you talk about Jack and you talk about Arnie and Trevino. Everybody had their thing. Litsky, they all had their swings, right? Our kids, you started to get excited and a little upset, and I thought I was gonna have to run laps, and I feel like I will afterwards, Coach. But anyway, are kids getting overcoached now? Are they getting taken away from this natural thing that they have that's more of a natural motion that's their own? I mean, are you concerned about that? Because a lot of swings look exact to me out there. I look the same.
Well, I think what we've really discovered with right balance, and I think people will agree, there's not one swing for all of us. There's no one size fits all. And with right balance, we're able to determine do you have a strong grip and have your hips really rotated impact like Dustin Johnson? Do you have a really pretty swing like Adam Scott or Ernie Els or Jason Day or Justin Rose or a lot of the mid-core players winning on tour? Or do you have a swing more like a Patrick Reed or a Jack Nicklaus or a Phil Mickelson where your hips aren't very rotating, you kind of stand up and come out of posture? And unfortunately, if a kid is upper core, they might get coached out of, they might say, well, you need to make these changes and look more like a mid-core player. And I think that's one of the reasons why we don't see any more out there. The truth is, what's going to hold up under pressure is what's natural. The less we have to think when we play, the better and easier it is to play under pressure. So if you've got just a couple swing keys and things you're doing, it's easier. And, you know, Steve, I have a newsletter, and I have a video tip of the month on my YouTube page, and I decided to come up with myths for 2020, the myths of putting. You putt with your shoulders. You don't use your hands and wrists. You keep the triangle. It's pendulum stroke or rhythm, and you have to aim perfectly. February, the myth of the open face sand wedge, that you pull, turn, and hold the face open. And then guess what March 1st is? The myth. Most of us can swing like an average tour player. That's a myth. Most of us do not swing like an average tour player. And I couldn't do it if you held a gun to my head.
Well, you were a tour player, so you did swing like a tour player when you were playing.
But I'm not the average with my hips rotated 45 degrees at impact.
I got you. Okay, technology.
See, we can measure all this stuff now.
Yeah,
we have all the technology.
Let's talk about technology before I let you go. First of all, Larry Rinker, okay. LarryRinker.com. You guys got to check it out. Sign up for his newsletter. It's going to improve your game. People that say you drive, you know, for show, putt for dough, I think that's crazy because I think you got to have the tee ball. You just have to. You know, it's like the foundation when you build a house. You know, you got to make sure that baby's rock strong and steady. You get the ball in the fairway, so am I wrong?
Well, I'll say this. I've written two e-books. I wrote one on the upper core swing that came out a couple of years ago. You can get both of the e-books on my website, LarryRinker.com. And then I wrote the one called Rinker's Five Fundamentals. So you talk about what do you need to be a good player. Well, you've got to putt. You got to have a short game inside 30 yards. You have to know how to hit distance wedges. How do you hit shots between 30 yards and your full sand wedge? You have to have a golf swing that you hit balls in the fairway off the tee and hit iron shots on the green. And then you take all those skill sets and now we go play, and the fifth fundamental is course management.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we talk about running your routine and picking a target and not overthinking and all the things you do when you play golf, strategies, when you go for it, when you don't. But the bottom line is you have to have those, and there's nothing that's there's nothing worse than having to look for your golf ball all day long in the woods, Steve.
No, I don't like it. Although I used to play with Del Greco, it was exciting to watch him hit it down the middle, hit it on the green, two putt. I'm way up in the woods. I hit it out, hit it on the green. I'm 30 feet.
Yeah.
I make a par. He makes a par. I said, "How did you? Was yours memorable? Because mine was, and yours wasn't." And he just looked at me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was. He it didn't look like fun to him. It really wasn't fun, but the end result was fun.
Well, boring golf down the middle on the green is, I'm real happy with that.
I am too, man. There's something pretty dang exciting about it. It's like playing a perfect set of music without any interruption.
No.
Yeah,
no. It's nice when you finish something. You go, I didn't make any mistakes there. That was good.
No, I know. It's rare.
You know?
It's rare. Well, listen, Larry, I can't thank you for joining me in a Mississippi Minute. We've been with Larry Rinker. You can check him out, LarryRinker.com. Go sign up for his new newsletter. Sign up for his YouTube channel. Sign up for my YouTube channel and my newsletter. You can do it all right now at four clicks of the button. I'm Steve Azar. Thank you, Larry, for coming and hanging with us in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios on Super Talk Mississippi in a Mississippi Minute. See you later.
I'm Steve Azar in a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
I'm still trying to find my... Hey, folks, it's Steve Azar. And my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.